Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. I'm your host, Harry Baya, and I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station at Emory and Henry College. We bring you this show using solar power, and WEHC reaches out about 35 miles in all directions, and I pick it up in my home through an FM connection, WEHCFM.com. So you can hear us anywhere in the world. Wombats and Music is my chance each week to play for you songs I love and occasionally throw in something odd, a story, or maybe something I've sung. And that's a real wombat. I don't do that often. I'm not going to burden you with too many of those. And none tonight. But I've got quite a variety here. And I mentioned last week that each musician, to me, has their own signature. And when you hear a song for the first time, sometimes it's just so unique that it kind of cuts through a lot of stuff and just establishes its unique identity in your brain, and it'll be with you forever. And that's the way this one was for me. This is Kyrie by Mr. Mister. It starts off with a real powerful start, and then it just keeps going.
Kyrie eleison, down the road that I must travel. Kyrie eleison, through the darkness of the night.
That was Kyrie by Mr. Mister. Well, I'm going to take advantage of my wombat opportunity and a little philosophy here. The next song is called High Cotton by Alabama. And I will give you sort of my perspective on some things that happen in life. Often we have good times in our lives, and we don't really realize it when they're going on. But later on, we look back and realize, oh, those were good times. That's what this song is about. The person singing is talking about a childhood where they had a good, strong, happy family, but they just took it for granted until looking back. And he realized they were walking in what he calls high cotton. And I noticed that a lot of the songs I play have a strong theme of people who are dealing with a situation. They may not be happy, but something is integrated and working. And then some of the more modern music, rap music in particular, are people who are having difficulty. They're fighting with a very challenging life and striving and trying to overcome things and talking about confusion and chaos. Then we have songs like that too, but more of my songs tend to be people are going with the flow. The flow may not be positive, but they're somehow working with it more. So this song is one of those, and I bring you High Cotton by Alabama.
We didn't know the times were lean. Round our house the grass was green. It didn't seem like things were all that bad. I bet we walked 1,000 miles, chopping cotton and pushing plows, and learning how to give it all we had. As life went on and years went by, I saw the light in Daddy's eyes and felt the love in Mama's hand. They kept us warm and kept us fed, and taught us how to look ahead. Now looking back, I understand. We were walking in high cotton. Old times there are not forgotten. Those fertile fields are never far away. We were walking in high cotton. Old times there are not forgotten. Leaving home was the hardest thing we ever faced. When Sunday mornings rolled around, we dressed up in hand-me-downs, just in time together with the church. Sometimes I think how long it's been, and how it impressed me then. It was the only day my daddy wouldn't work. We were walking in high cotton. Old times there are not forgotten. Those fertile fields are never far away. We were walking in high cotton. Old times there are not forgotten. Leaving home was the hardest thing we ever faced. We were walking in high cotton. Old times there are not forgotten. Those fertile fields are never far away. We were walking in high cotton. Old times there are not forgotten. Leaving home was the hardest thing we ever faced. We were walking in high cotton. Old times there are not forgotten. Those fertile fields are never far away. We were walking in high cotton. Old times there are not forgotten. Leaving home was the hardest thing we ever faced. Walking in high cotton.
That was High Cotton by Alabama. Moving on now to the 50s again. Everly Brothers, Kathy's Clown. The Everly Brothers did a lot of great music, and late in their career, they did some very different music, which I play occasionally, but this was back during their heyday, and there were 3 or 4 songs that just I thought were the epitome of their work, and this is one of them, Kathy's Clown. And I always wonder what made them so popular. I can't explain it, but somehow Kathy's Clown catches it. It's a wonderful song, and it's the story of a guy who's He's not a Levy yet, but he's on his way. Well, or sort of. So here's Kathy's Clown by the Everly Brothers. Kathy's Clown by the Everly Brothers. The next song is Small Town Southern Man by Alan Jackson. There's kind of a genre of Southern rock and country music that deals with humility and just, I'm just an ordinary guy, you know. I'm a working man. I'm not special. And yet, in it also says, however, I have something that many might envy, a good life. And it fits well with what I want to be and who I am. And this song tells that story. It's a Southern version of it. Small Town Southern Man by Alan Jackson.
Born the middle son of a farmer and a small town southern man. Like his daddy's daddy before him, brought up working on the land. Fell in love with a small town woman and they married up and settled down. Natural way of life if you're lucky for a small town southern man. First there came four pretty daughters for this small town southern man. Then a few years later came another, a boy he wasn't planned. Seven people living all together in a house built with his own hands. Little words but love and understanding from a small town southern man. And he bowed his head to Jesus, and he stood for Uncle Sam, and he only loved one woman, was always proud of what he had. He said his greatest contribution is the ones he'll leave behind, raised on the ways and gentle kindness of a small town southern man. Thank you.
callous hands told the story for the small town southern man. He gave it all to keep it all together and keep his family on his land. Like his daddy, years wore out his body, made it hard just to walk and stand. You can break the back, but you can't break the spirit of a small town southern man. And he bowed his head to Jesus, and he stood for Uncle Sam. And he only loved one woman, was always proud of what he had. He said his greatest contribution is the ones he'll leave behind, raised on the ways and gentle kindness of a small town southern man. Finally death came calling for this small town southern man. He said it's all right, 'cause I see angels and they got me by the hand. Don't you cry and don't you worry, I'm blessed and I know I am, 'cause God has a place in heaven for a small town southern man. And he bowed his head to Jesus, and he stood for Uncle Sam. And he only loved one woman, was always proud of what he had. He said his greatest contribution is the ones he'll leave behind, raised on the ways and gentle kindness of a small town southern man. Raised on the ways and gentle kindness of a small town southern man.
Small Town Southern Man by Alan Jackson. Next up is Natalie Merchant singing Diver Boy. It's a folk song. Folk songs tend to be a little dark and grim sometimes, sort of like Grimm's fairy tales. You know, they're supposed to be little sweet stories for kids, but people get baked. Things happen. And the same thing in folk songs. There's a lot of murders and betrayals and people whose lover dies, so they die with them. So it's the way it is, you know, back when you look back in history. I think a lot more, there were less laws then when some of these folk songs were developed. Anyway, Diver Boy has a dark side. And Natalie Merchant does good with dark sides and does good with rhythm and music, too. So this is Diver Boy. Listen for the story by Natalie Merchant.
Young Emily was fair lady bright. She loved to dive. Who sailed over the ocean to gather up some gold. 7 long years returning his money for to show. He'd been sailing northern Maine, down in the lowland low. My father runs a big hotel down by the riverside. You go there, go far to stay, and I shall be your bride. Meet me early morning, don't let my parents know. You have been the diver boy. Drink that night before he went to bed. to bed that night, she dreamed an awful dream. She dreamed she saw her true love's blood go flowing down the stream. Then waking early morning to bed, and she needed to see where could be that stranger boy who came here for to stay. Oh, Father, you're a robber, you robbed me of my ring. Oh, brother, you have murdered the one that I love best. The trees on yonder mountain are bending to and fro. They remind me of my diver boy. My diver boy.
That was Diver Boy by Natalie Merchant. Next comes a song, well, it raises some questions about our value system. The Me Too movement and women being taken advantage of is on everybody's lips these days. It's in the press, and some really predators have been identified, and we're working on that. So where does that leave the rake? Where does that leave the guy who was a player? He wasn't necessarily abusive. He isn't necessarily. He may just be someone who's likes to have a good time and likes the ladies. Does it mean he takes advantage of them? Well, are they taking advantage of him? Anyway, this guy. The next song is by Farron Young. It's called "Live Fast, Love Hard, Die Young," and it's about a guy who's out chasing skirts. Now, does that make him evil in our new system? We're going to have to rethink a lot of these roles. Certainly some of the songs about the way people behaved, we now look back and think, well, that was not good. This one raises the question, but I thought it was a great song. I used to love it. I still love it, but now I have a few questions about this guy's behavior that I didn't have before, so I'll let you deal with it. This is Live Hard, Love Fast, Die Young. No, I'm sorry. Live Fast, Love Hard, Die Young.
Young and leave a beautiful memory. I wanna live fast, love hard, die young and leave a beautiful memory. Don't want slow walking or sad singing, let them have a jubilee. I wanna leave a lot of happy women thinking pretty thoughts of me. I wanna live fast, love hard, die young and leave a beautiful memory. I got a hot rod car and a cowboy suit, and I really do get around. I got a little black book, and the gals look cute, and I know the name of every spot in town. I want to find them, fool them, leave them, and let them do the same to me. I want to live fast, love hard, die young, and leave a beautiful memory. Wampus cat, let me grab my hat and baby, come along with me. We're gonna do some fancy stepping, we're really going on a spree. I wanna live fast, love hard, die young and leave a beautiful memory. Now you may not approve of the things I do, but it really don't bother me. But don't ever think you're gonna tie me down. I'm gonna stay foot loose, fancy free, jump back, make tracks, move out, let them pretty gals and me. I wanna live fast, love hard, die young and leave a beautiful memory.
Live fast, love hard, die young by Farron Young. Well, changing moods again. The next song is by Eric Bogle. He's an Australian writer and writes poignant songs, and this is probably his most famous and most poignant one. As a war protest song, there are a lot of ways to protest war, but one of them is to paint clearly a picture of somebody who is damaged in the war, what happens to their life, and this is one of those. It's called "And the Band Played Waltzing Matilda," written by Eric Bogle and sung by Eric Bogle.
Now when I was a young man, I carried me pack, and I lived the free life of the rover. From the Murray's green basin to the dusty outback, well, I waltzed my Matilda all over. Then in 1915, my country said, son, it's time you stop rambling, there's work to be done. So they gave me a tin hat and they gave me a gun, and they marched me away to the war. And the band played Waltzing Matilda as the ship pulled away from the quay. And amidst all the cheers, the flag waving and tears, we sailed off for Gallipoli. And how well I remember that terrible day, how our blood stained the sand and the water, and of how in that hell that they called Suvla Bay, we were butchered like lambs at the slaughter. Johnny Turkey was waiting, he'd primed himself well, he showered us with bullets and he rained us with shell, and in 5 minutes flat he'd blown us all to hell. Nearly blew us right back to Australia. But the band played Waltzing Matilda when we stopped to bury our slain. We buried ours and the Turks buried theirs. Then we started all over again. And those that were left, well, we tried to survive in that mad world of blood, death and fire. And for 10 weary weeks I kept myself alive, though around me the corpses piled higher. Then a big Turkish shell knocked me arse overhead, and when I woke up in me hospital bed and saw what it had done, well, I wished I was dead. Never knew there was worse things than dying, for I'll go no more waltzing Matilda all around the green bush far and free, to hum tents and pegs, a man needs both legs. No more waltzing Matilda for me. So they gathered the crippled, the wounded, the maimed, and they shipped us back home to Australia. The legless, the armless, the blind, the insane, those proud wounded heroes of Suvla. And as our ship pulled into circular quay, I looked at the place where me legs used to be, and thank Christ there was nobody waiting for me to grieve, to mourn and to pity. But the band played Waltzing Matilda as they carried us down the gangway. But nobody cheered, they just stood and stared. Then they turned all their faces away. And so now, every April, I sit on me porch and I watch the parade pass before me. And I see my old comrades, how proudly they march, reviving old dreams of past glories. And the old men march slowly, all bones stiff and sore. They're tired old heroes from a forgotten war. And the young people ask, what are they marching for? And I ask myself the same question. But the band plays Waltzing Matilda, and the old men still answer the call. But as year follows year, more old men disappear. Someday no one will march there at all. Waltzing Matilda, Waltzing Matilda, who'll come a waltzing Matilda with me? And their ghosts may be heard as they march by that billabong. Come the waltzing Matilda with me.
And the band played Waltzing Matilda by Eric Bogle. Ha, that'll rip your heart out. Well, let's try something a little different. This is one of the classic country music songs of all time by one of the greatest singers of that kind of music, Hank Williams, singing Kalijah, another different voice, another signature song. And the first time you hear it, it'll stick in your head and be with you for life. If you like it, it's a good companion to have. And if you don't, well, you're stuck with it. Here's Kalijah.
Kalijah was a wooden Indian standing by the door. He fell in love with an Indian maid over in the antique store. Kalijah just stood there and never let it show, so she could never answer yes or no. He always wore his Sunday feathers and held a Tommy Hall. The maiden wore her beads and braids and hoped someday he'd talk. Kalijah, too stubborn to ever show a sign, because his heart was made of knotty pine. Poor old Kalijah, he never got a kiss. Poor old Kalijah, he don't know what he missed. Is it any wonder that his face is red? Kalijah, that poor old wooden head. Indian never went nowhere. His heart was set on the Indian maid with the coal black hair. Kalijah just stood there and never let it show, so she could never answer yes or no. And then one day a wealthy customer bought the Indian maid and took her oh so far away, but Uncle Elijah stayed. Elijah just stands there as lonely as can be and wishes he was still an old pine tree. Oh, Elijah, he never got a kiss. Oh, Elijah, he don't know what he missed. Is it any wonder that his face is red? Elijah, that poor old wooden head.
Elijah by Hank Williams. Well, well, I've got quite a variety of songs tonight. Next one is one I got off these Warner Brothers Samplers records back in the 80s. And it just popped up one time and I heard it and was fascinated by it. It's a strange song. Kind of romantic in its way. Let's Burn Down the Cornfield by Randy Newman. And I think he's inviting a young lady to go for a walk. And whether he's metaphorically saying, let's burn down the cornfield, or whether he's suggesting, why don't we start a fire, you have to judge for yourself. So, Let's Burn Down the Cornfield by Randy Newman.
Let's burn down the cornfield. Let's burn down the cornfield. We can listen to it burn. You hide behind the old tree. You hide behind the old tree. Stay out of danger till I return. Boy, it's so good on a cold night to have a fire burning warm and bright. You hide behind the old tree. You hide. Stay out of danger till I return.
Let's Burn Down the Cornfield by Randy Newman. And you're listening to Wombats and Music with your host, Harry Baya, from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station at Emory College. Well, now comes the band Perry. Here's a woman who's passionate about her relationship, and she says, you know, we're going to get together, and that's going to be it for life, and that's the way it's going to be. And if anything ever happens to you and they dig a grave, they better dig too. So she's really putting, she's all in and says so with some enthusiasm. This is the band Perry and Better Dig Too.
Better dig too. gonna love you till I was dead. Made you wait till our wedding night. That's the first and the last time I'll wear white. So if the ties and bonds ever do come loose, tie them in a knot like a hangman's noose. Cause I'll go to heaven or I'll go to hell before I'll see you with someone else. Put me in the ground, put me 6 foot down.
Better Dig 2 by the band Perry. The next one up is Kids Don't Stand a Chance by Vampire Weekend. I'm not quite sure what all this means, but I know it's got some wonderful music in it, and I hear it every few years, and it just captures me each time. So, this is the Kids Don't Stand a Chance.
The pinstripe man is shot to pieces, the kiss don't stand a chance.
Kids Don't Stand a Chance by Vampire Weekend. The next song is sung in a style that could have been around 200 or 300 years ago, but you can tell from the words and a few other things, this is a fairly recently sung song, so I'll let it speak for itself. This is Oh Freedom by Hollis Watkins.
And before I'll be a slave, I'll be buried in my grave and go home. My Lord, and be free, and be no segregation, no segregation, no segregation, no segregation over me, over me, and before I be a slave, I'll be buried in my grave and go home to my Lord. And be free, and be no more dogs, no more dogs, no more dogs, no more dogs. Biting me, me biting me, and before I'll be a slave, I'll be buried in my grave, and go home to my Lord, and be nothing but freedom, nothing but freedom, nothing but freedom, nothing but freedom over me, over me, and before I be a slave, I'll be buried in my grave and go home to my Lord and be free and be no more shooting. No more shooting, no more shooting, no more shooting over me, over me, and before I be afraid, I'll be buried in my grave and go home to my Lord and be free and be no more mourning. No more mourning, no more mourning over me, over me, and before I be a slave, I'll be buried in my grave and go home to my Lord and be free and be all freedom, oh freedom, oh. Over me, and before I'll be a slave.
That was Oh Freedom by Hollis Watkins. Next up is Cheater Cheater by Jory and Rory. And they have some wonderful music going on here. And she is on his case. And if you ever have the time, go see the YouTube video for Cheater Cheater by Jory and Rory.
Cheater, cheater, where'd you meet her? Down at Ernie's bar. Did she smile your way, twirl her hair and say how cute your dimples are? Did she use that line, your place or mine, while you danced with her real slow? Tell me, cheater, cheater, where'd you meet that no good white trash hoe? Liar, liar, did you buy her whiskey all night long? Did you hide your ring in the pocket of your jeans, or did you just keep it on? When the deed was done and you had your fun, did you think I wouldn't know? Tell me, cheater, cheater, where'd you meet that no good white trash hoe? Now I'm not one to judge someone that I ain't never met, but to lay your hands on a married man's about as low as a gal can get. Hey, I wish her well as she rots in heaven. You can tell her I said so. Cheater, cheater, where'd you meet that no good white trash girl? You're stuck with her now. Take your sorry buttonload of all your stuff and get the hell out of my house. But I just wish you'd tell me this one thing before you go. Cheater, cheater, where'd you meet that no good white trash hoe? Now I'm not one to judge someone that I ain't ever. Every guy around pressed on eyelash, no good white trash. Oh.
Cheater, cheater by Jory and Rory. You've been listening to Wombats and Music with your host, Harry Baya. Wombats and Music comes on Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC. That's the college and community radio station at Emory and Henry College, solar powered. And this is my chance to play for you each week songs I love and occasionally throw in something odd or different, which I call a wombat. So you've been listening to Wombats and Music, mostly music tonight, but I've got some wombats coming up real soon. So it's time now to end the show, and every week I end it the same way. I ask my audience, that's you, I ask you, or encourage you really is a better way of putting it, to join me in doing something. And what I want you to do is to help me celebrate. And we're all going to celebrate together. So, please join me in celebrating most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.